the megaphobia. Ah, here we are. I love this place, especially in spring and summer.
You're so enthusiastic.
Yes, it's true. When we first set off, I was talking about different shading management, which is a means of managing green spaces in a more environmentally friendly way. Here is another concrete example of that. You're not looking at a carefully mown lawn, but tall grasses and nettles which are allowed to complete their biological cycle. They flower, provide shelter for insects and other little animals that might reproduce here. Parcels of land like this are like a walking ladder for certain passerines such as blue tits, chaffinches, wobblers, who might be on the lookout for a few spiders and butterflies.
Oh, I see. You are more or less at home here.
Exactly. We butterflies need megaphobia to survive.
Mega what? Ouch! I didn't see those nettles.
Megaphobia. They are areas with long grasses like these. Nettles, white flowers. A bit further on, we'll see an information board which tells us about this type of natural environment.
So basically, the team that looks after this area doesn't do anything to it and just lets it grow.
Well, actually, whilst they allow the white plants to grow and develop naturally, they are cut at least once a year. And to make it possible for us to explore this particular environment during the warm weather, the paths are mown.
Why are the white plants cut?
To maintain the megaphobia. If they aren't cut at all, the spot will progressively become wooded, and that would put an end to what is so interesting about the long grasses.
I see. It's that notion of diversity again. The more different environments there are, the more different species will live here.
You're starting to become an expert in ecology. We were talking about the importance of these long grasses for butterflies. But look, over there.
Oh, a dragonfly.
Yes, the odonata are predatory insects and often move away from the ponds and other stretches of water, where they reproduce in order to hunt other insects in areas like this, where they are both long and mown grasses.
Odonata?
It's the scientific name for dragonflies and damselflies.
Oh my! So what's the difference between the dragonfly and the damselfly then?
Look carefully around you. We will almost certainly be lucky enough to spot both types. Dragonflies, like the one you've just seen, are larger than damselflies. They have a powerful flight, and when they have landed, both pairs of wings are clearly visible and spread, like the wings of an aeroplane. Damselflies look much slighter. Their flight is more hesitant, and when they land, they fold their wings over the thorax and abdomen. As you will see, they are quite distinctive.
Well, I'll never look at this megaphobia in the same way again.
Quite. Perhaps, if you have a garden, you might leave us a little corner of paradise. Don't mow the whole garden, and let nature express herself. Plus, they are a natural solution to gardening problems in these wildernesses.
What do you mean?
Well, your garden works like an ecosystem, and the predators of your garden pests could set up home in the tall grasses. Do you follow?
So really, in my garden at home, the vegetable patch, lawns and long grasses or hedges complement each other.
That's right. And you can make nettle slurry, for example. It can be used as a fertilizer in the vegetable patch or the orchard.
Great.
Let's finish our walk in style. We'll go on a little further. And, at last, we'll go into the natural reserve.